You know, it's always an honor for my wife, Paula. She's back there in the back there, and for us to come here and be with y'all. And I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas right off the get-go. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the reason for the season, and it's just amazing how God does things sometimes. And I had two or three people ask me, was I going to finish what I preached a couple weeks ago? And I said, you know, I was thinking about that very same thing, but God says, uh-uh. And so I'll give you the rest of the notes later. And everybody doing all right this morning? Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus some praise. Amen. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what he's done for me. I had an opportunity to sit on this ranch last week, and somehow or another I managed to get by me that I didn't have any place to be last Sunday, and praise God. I got to be on a ranch. It wasn't a high fence, but I got to hunt, and I hunted for 5 days hard. Hard. Amen. I don't do that 5 o'clock in the morning stuff too much, but when I had Muy Grande out there I was after. And finally, I said the last day, the last evening, I sat down in the blind. I said, God, I just want to see him this evening. You know, and if it's possible, maybe get a shot. You know, that's how I kind of prayed. I spent a lot of time talking to God. And I was there on the ranch by myself because my friends were gone. They were stranded because their car was broke down. So I had it all to myself, and praise God. And I think God just held it back. Yes. God just held it back from me so because I didn't have no help to carry him out, you know. That's the way I see it, Brother John. That's the way I see it, Brother John. And but anyhow, the last evening I'm sitting there, the deer are coming in, and I don't know why I'm telling this, but it's just the exciting thing is about when you put corn out, how the deer, I've never seen this in my life, how they would stand about 10 yards from the feeder, and they'd look around, look at the feeder and look around, and they'd go off, and they didn't even flinch. Over in East Texas, you let a feeder go off and one of them be standing there, they gone. They ain't coming back. Well, they just stood there and waited for it to go off, and then they piled in underneath it. And I was like, ain't this something? But, you know, that's kind of how God does us. Huh? He lays the bait out there for you, the food out there for you to come to. Every week, every day. Are you with me this morning? He lays it out there for you. Amen? And do we stand out there to the side waiting for it to go off? To finish the story, I had several does under the feeder, and I seen some coming out there about 200 yards, and here they were coming right on the main trail, about that wide, beat about out about that deep. And I was like, man, these guys are hungry, you know. And about that time, some Jake leg across the river over there decided he won't have World War III. Bow, 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 bow. And needless to say, I wasn't very happy about that because the deer scattered, the ones that was coming. And when those does went off, he came out and went with them. I was hot. I've been hunting that deer all week long. I mean, probably knocking on 160 class. Amen. I don't get to see deer like that back home. But it's just, and it made me think how God lays it out there for you. And on your way in there to it, the enemy throws something in your way. Are you with me? So the enemy is out to destroy you, to destroy your relationships, to destroy your friendships, to break your hearts, everything in your life, to throw it in an uproar. If you ain't got drama, life ain't normal. I don't like drama, Pastor. I don't like it. And neither did this person in our subject this morning in John chapter 4, if you want to make your way there. And as I got to spend time looking at God's creation, and I got to realize that God is, he's got it there for us all the time. He's got a way for you. Amen. Just like I said last time I was here talking about the hogwash, we all go through a hogwash to when you receive Jesus. Amen. You go through and wash all the junk off of you, and you come out clean on the other side. It's kind of like Charlotte the pig. They cleaned her up. Y'all, I don't know where that came from. Huh? Wilbur. Oh, yeah, Charlotte's Web. Thank you. I don't know where that came from. In John chapter 4 this morning, about verse number 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. And it was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, in the King James, "Woman, give me a drink." New King James says, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Now, we can apply that to life nowadays, right? You see that person over there that you don't really care about, and you look down on them because they don't have what you have, or, okay, maybe you don't in here. But you understand what I'm talking about. People do that all over the country. And Jesus answered her and said, "If you knew the gift of God, who it is says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Amen. And the woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?" Isn't that a cool question, isn't it? Where is it that you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well? But the problem of it is, you see, well, you can read about it later. But Jacob didn't give him the well. The father gave Jacob the well. Okay. And he said, "Our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and drank from it himself as well as his sons and his livestock." Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But," I like it when Jesus puts a butt on the top of it, don't he, right? Amen? That didn't come out right, but sorry about that. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, he will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, last time I was here, I talked about hungering and thirsting. What are you hungering and thirsting for? Like I said, we're about to come up on a new year. And we've got to get ready, folks. We've got to get ready in our spirit. We got to get ready in our lives. We got to get ready with husbands and wives. We got to get together, make sure everything is right. Amen. I just feel like that because we're going to have to stand. We're going to have to stand on His Word. And we're going to have to stand with Jesus. Amen. This woman didn't understand what she had been missing, but she's beginning to understand what she's missing in her life and what she needs. And as I was getting ready this morning, I was sitting there, and the Lord was telling me this, says, if you want to put a title to this, you can put it, The Well Sitting on the Well. Amen? The well of living water sitting on the well of water. Whew. Maybe that went over our heads a little bit. I don't know. And the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. And Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come here. And the woman said, I have no husband. And Jesus answered her and said, You have said well, or well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband, and that you spoke truly. You see, what God is looking for, He's looking for those who are wanting to speak truly, who want to speak the truth in spirit and in truth. Amen. He's calling out the true worshipers. That's why sometimes I try to push just a little bit hard for folks to kind of enter in when you worship Jesus. And if you're going to sit there with your arms folded, and if you're going to sit there and just expect me to bring you into the presence of God, then you didn't come here to hear from God. You come here to hear Dwayne bless you if he can. And I came to bless you with what God gave me. Amen. But the more you enter in and get out of the way and don't worry about who's sitting next to you, because that person sitting next to you right now may be struggling with something in their life that they needed to hear what this living water was going to say to them. Come on, somebody. Ooh, I got chill bumps running down my legs. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! Because the Holy Ghost can speak to you right now, even as I speak. But you got to be open and ready and willing. And that's why sometimes, all of a sudden, I've seen cowboys before be sitting there with their head down. I don't even looking at them. We experienced that the first time we was together. You know, the little cowboy sitting out there saying, I ain't doing it. Didn't he? He ended up giving his heart to Jesus. I'm not saying those of you not looking at me need Jesus, but just kidding. Everybody all right this morning? I'm not fussing at you, because this excites me. The fact that Jesus sat down, and it didn't matter who came up to the well, and it happened to be a Samaritan who the Jews didn't have no dealings with, didn't even want to talk to because they were better. But Jesus sat down, and he sat down on the well, and he said, Woman, give me a drink. I need a drink, by the way. No, just kidding. Woman, give me a drink. And it said prior to that, being wearied from his trip, you know, the weight that Jesus had on his shoulders was all of us. Come on, somebody. 75 people, 100 people in him. Not only just us, but the whole world. He had all of us on his mind, on his shoulder, because he knew what he was about to do was to take your place, your place, your place. What he was about to do when he went to the cross and hung on the cross, that's what he was going to do, was to take our place. But he said, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again, but you drink of the water that I shall give you, you'll never thirst again. Amen? So if God didn't want me to have a deer right then, praise God. He'll be there next year, maybe. That's the way I see it. I don't have to get upset over it. And then he said, woman, believe me, the hour is coming that when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. Amen? Remember, before we got saved, we worshiped what we didn't know. We just sang along because everybody else was singing along, right? Come on, somebody. And then when you finally heard that small voice tap you on the shoulder and said, hey, son, hey, daughter, that's my voice. When he said, my sheep hear my voice. Amen? And when my sheep hear my voice, they know that it's not the enemy trying to take them off on another path. They know that it's me saying, come into here. And so he said, and I lost my place. Oh, help, I had to get on the right page. You worship what you have, what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such worship in him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And I like what the woman said after she heard all this. She says, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And I like this right here. And Jesus said to her, I, who speak to you, am he. Can you imagine that? That's the same thing he said to all of us in here that met Jesus at one time. Yeah, it's me. It's me, son. It's me, daughter, who speaks to you. It's me. I am him. Amen? I mean, we all, if you don't know Jesus, Jesus is speaking to you right now, saying, it is I that speaks these words to you. If I'm going to have enough time to get all this, but I'm going to get some more. In verse number 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come and see this man who told me all the things that I ever did. Amen? Just like right now, Where you are in your walk, where you are in your life right now, Jesus is telling you all the things that you did. Amen? Unless you know him, of course, and it's forgotten. But he's telling you those things because that way you realize that that's true, that it's him that's speaking these words to you. It's not Dwayne, it's Jesus. It's coming right out of his word, and he's saying, I am speaking to you right now. Amen? On this season that we're in right now, it's Christmas time, and everybody talks about everything else but Jesus. They want to say happy holidays. I hope you have happy holidays, but Merry Christmas. Amen. And I remember that when I realized that when I didn't know his voice, and I spoke it out loud in the church there when the pastor said, my sheep hear my voice. I said, sheep? I don't hear his voice. He said, then you're not one of his sheep. That's pretty hardcore. But it's true. I wasn't. July the 8th, 1977. I was 15 years old. I'll never forget it. And I said, well, I want to know his voice. And he stopped the service right then and there and said, come on, son. Come on up here, and I'll introduce you to my Savior. I'll introduce you to the one who gave his life for me. I'll introduce you to that living water. I'll introduce you to that water that you'll never thirst again. I'll introduce you right now. And you may be in here in that same boat this morning. Don't leave here this morning the same way you got. Finish this year out strong and begin the new year. Hallelujah. And you could say, December the 8th, 2019, I gave my life to Jesus. Come on. Because when he said, you'll never thirst again. This prompted one of the biggest revivals ever recorded in the Word of God. Amen? The whole city came out because of what this woman said. He told me everything I ever did. So only the Messiah could do something like that. Amen? It's the same thing right now. He told you everything that you did, past tense, that you did, that from this day forward will be forgotten if you give your life to Jesus today. Come on, somebody. Maybe you need a healing. Sorry. I gotta get me some refreshment. You're supposed to turn the camera off. Down in verse number 39, it says, and many of the Samaritans of the city that believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word. And they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed, I like that word, indeed. Indeed, as a matter of fact, indeed, the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. So indeed, the Savior of the world. When you took your communion while ago, you took part of his, you took the parts of his body. You took his body, you took his blood. Amen. So every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to turn it over here to Pastor here in just a moment. Anybody in here this morning? Ain't nobody looking. Don't leave here the same way. Be like this woman right here and ask the question, well, how do I get that water? The word says, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And believe in your heart that he died and rose again on the third day. And you shall be saved. Whew. My. So everybody in here, say this with me. Say, dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins. I ask you again, thank you for dying for me. And I believe with all my heart that you died and rose again. And I believe that you are my Savior, my Lord, and have my life from this day forward. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking. I want to give you an opportunity right now. If that's you in here this morning, for the first time, ask Jesus to be Lord of your life. When you said that prayer, if that was you this morning, for the first time, nobody's looking. I want you to raise your hand up, say, that was me. Anybody? Well, I don't want to shame anybody. I'm not here to hurt you. Got to hold them up long enough so I can make the room. Anybody? Said, I gave my heart to Jesus this morning. Anybody? 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 Hallelujah. Give Jesus some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe this morning you were in here this morning and said, I want to rededicate my life because I've been terrible and I want to start the new year out fresh, on fire for Jesus. If that's you in here this morning, just slip your hand up in there and say, yeah, I rededicate my life today. Anybody? Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else? Church, we want to love on them, don't we? Amen. Don't we, church? Y'all sound like you do. Woo! Glory to God! Because sometimes it's hard to do. You know, maybe if those that just raised their hand want to, Pastor, if get a couple of guys or ladies to come down here into the front down here and just stand down here. And if you want somebody to pray with you, to talk with you about what you just decided to do. Maybe you need prayer, whatever it is you need right now. I want the elders or whoever to come down here in the front. Prayer team, y'all got a prayer team, Brother John, somebody. A couple of you men, a couple of ladies. Come down here in the front. Y'all see these guys right here. If you need some prayer or whatever, Pastor and I will be up here too. But if you need to talk to them and say, hey, I rededicated my life and I just want you to pray through something with me, come up here and take one of these by the hand and say, hey, that's me. So come on right now. Go ahead and play some music. It's fine. Come on. Come on. Don't be ashamed. Amen. You raised your hand. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else? Come on. Y'all just extend your hand up here for these. Amen. Come on. This is our daily bread. Desperate for you, and I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I feel like there's some others that need to come up here right now. Just give it over to Jesus right now. Amen. Listen, we're not here to shame you. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to love you. Maybe you went through something this week that you don't understand why. But when you say, this is the air I breathe, He is the air that you breathe. Because we are lost without Him. Well, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak blessings over everybody in here this morning. May they finish out the year strong. May they have a wonderful season of Christmas celebrating our Savior. And Father, may they just hold each other up. Bless this church, Lord, for having us. I thank you so much for our friends and in the ministry, Pastor Corey and Jamie and Howdy and John and these guys that we've been friends with for a long time. I just thank you, Lord, for placing them in my life. And truly is an honor to be able to step in here and speak to you folks this morning and on their behalf and on the behalf of Jesus. Truly is an honor. We love you. We thank you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. You know, as I was sitting over there, I was thinking about that story. I've preached on that same story before, and there's so much revelation in there, and it's amazing how her people were looking for the Savior, and the Jews weren't. And the only reason she didn't know Jesus is because she had never been formally introduced. And then once she was introduced, which is what we've got to do, we have to go introduce Jesus to people. And then when we find out who he is, we got to go introduce him to the other people. They'd never been formally introduced. Anyway, that's the revelation I got out of it. But it's a great story, and the whole town gets saved. And they were looking for the Savior. And all they did was just believe that he was the one. I like it when she said, are you greater than Jacob who gave us this well? And he's like, I bet he was looking at her like, if you only knew. I'm the one that made Jacob. You know, I could just see his response to her. And I was sitting there wondering too, you know, Why did she tell him to go get her husband? I mean, there's so much revelation in that story. And there was probably a lot more said that, you know, they didn't even get to write down. You know, you see the transition of what Jesus said and then what she said and what Jesus said and what she said and what Jesus said and what she said. And there's probably, I don't know, maybe there's more stuff written down. You know, they wrote down, I'm sure they were writing as fast as they could, everything that was said. But, man, that was good. There's so much, you can just sit there and get so much revelation. I got a few quick announcements before we get out of here. Scott Windrum will be here on Tuesday. Most of you guys, there's not a whole lot of visitors here today, so I'm sure most of you know who Scott is. He's the singing prophet. So if you're here on Tuesday, he'll be here to minister. And also, this next week is a pretty busy week for the church. So Friday, we have the ornament exchange right here at the church. It starts at 6. Now, there will be some food, cookies, all that stuff. Not a meal, but there will be some, you know, just snacks y'all can have right before the ornament exchange. And I think they will start at 6. We'll be here at 6, but they'll start the exchange and all that probably around 6:30 or so. So you can meet here Friday night at 6 for that. If you need more details about any of this, you know, just see Heidi. She has all the details, or Betsy. Betsy will have some details for you. Also, Saturday is the Liberty Hill Christmas Parade. We will have a float in that parade. If you want to be on that float, you got to get there early, okay? The float that we have will be staged at 4:30. Now, the roads will close at 5:30. So if you're not there by 5:30, they're closing off the roads. You'll have to park somewhere and walk to the float if you're wanting to be on it or whatever. But if you want to be on the float, just get there by 4:30. You'll be good to go, okay? Liberty Hill Parade's a very big deal. Thank God we still celebrate Jesus. Amen? In our town, we still say, don't we, Hannah? We stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance during wind time. They call it wind time, but it's study hall. We stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance to the Texas flag. So thank God we still celebrate Jesus and still honor God here. And then Sunday is our concert here at the church, and we will start at 5 with food. So we'll have, not a meal, but we'll have some snacks like we normally do every year on Sunday. So we'll still have church service on Sunday morning, and then at 5 o'clock we'll do the Christmas concert. So that's all Friday, Saturday, Sunday, okay? 24th, which is Christmas Eve, we'll also have a service at 7 o'clock, just a regular service right here. And on the 31st, there is no Bible study, okay? So y'all just remember all of that. Also, we have Angel Tree. So if you want to be a part, participate in Angel Tree, see Heidi. She has the angel names at the back so that you can go get a gift for them. And then what they will do, I'm assuming, is bring the gifts back to here. No. Grace Alive. So when you do get your angel from here, you buy the gift, you take it to Grace Alive. Are they able? Okay, there's only one date and one time you can bring them, because they're not going to be there all the time waiting for people to bring them. So there's one date and one time to bring them, okay? So please see Heidi at the back before you're done if you'd like to participate in that. If you'd like to bless Dwayne, thank you, Betsy. If you'd like to bless Dwayne and Stephanie Williams, can you come see me after church? Just before I tell you, because I know you guys usually leave, so just come see me as soon as you can. If you'd like to bless Dwayne, in his ministry, just make it to Dwayne Williams. Y'all know how we are about outside ministers. He also has CDs at the back if you're interested in purchasing any, or you can just go back there and bless him. It doesn't matter whether you give it to him or put it here. It doesn't matter. But if you'd like to bless him, or if you write a check, make it to Dwayne Williams. Is that right, Dwayne? Okay, you can put it in that bucket. If you hadn't brought your tithes and offerings for the church, you can bring them over there. And be praying about how you guys want to give. You know, like I said earlier, told to me, Jamie wanted to make sure I just ministered or told to you guys that, you know, that kids' church is almost finished. So if you feel led to give to it, just put it on your, just specifically put it on there. Or if God tells you to give above what you normally give, we're trying to get the electrical done. We're so close to getting that building ready to roll for the kids. So be praying about that. And be praying for Corey and Jamie as they travel, all right? Y'all been watching the NFR? No? Does anybody even know the NFR is going on? National Finals Rodeo. It's the finals. But anyway, lots of money handed out in Las Vegas this time of the year. Lots of money. But he's there ministering to those Cowboys. He has a church service. I believe the service is tomorrow. Is today? Okay. I don't know why I saw on there. I thought it was Monday. But he's ministering today. So y'all be praying for him as they travel. They'll be coming back pretty soon. Probably be here next Sunday. Okay? Y'all stand on your feet. Let's get out of here. And by the way, like Dwayne said, y'all have a Merry Christmas. And, you know, the reason we have a happy holiday is because of the Jesus that's on the inside of us. Amen? So believe it, receive it, and live it. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for loving us. We thank you for that message from Dwayne. We thank you for healing people. Father, if there was people here healed today, emotionally or spiritually or physically, we thank you that they are healed completely. They are divinely healed. And if they didn't get healed here, I pray that they'll get healed as they go. So, Father, we thank you for being with us, ministering to us and through us. We love you so much, and thank you for everything you do for us, and thank you for being with us wherever we go. We honor you, and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. You're dismissed. Big round of applause. We'll see you later. Thanks for coming.